President Hichilema bemoans electoral lawlessness and warns perpetrators, and filing of nominations underway in Mafinga South. President Hakainde Hichilema has bemoaned and noted electoral lawlessness, which he says will not be tolerated by the government. The president says all perpetrators, regardless of political affiliation or social standing, would face the full force of the law, and that this position will remain firm and unchanged. The head of state cited scenes circulating on social and other media of individuals attempting to prevent the lawful filing of nominations, which he says is unacceptable, undemocratic, and a direct violation of the rule of law. He has since directed law enforcement to act firmly and decisively against all forms of electoral violence and disorder. The filing in of nomination papers for aspiring parliamentary candidates from several political parties is underway in Mafinga South constituency in Mafinga district of Muchinga province. The ECZ Nomination Center, which is being held at Mafinga Boarding Secondary School Hall in the new constituency, was opened at exactly 9 hours by Mafinga South Returning Officer, RO, Muke Mandona. At the time of the opening of the nomination center, no aspiring candidates were present. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Russia and China have failed to reach agreement on a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline during President Putin's visit to China. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin had achieved a basic understanding over the project in his talks with Xi Jinping, but there was no clear timeline. Moscow is increasingly reliant on China to sustain its war on Ukraine. The head of the World Health Organization says the risk of the current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is high at the regional level, but still of low concern globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news briefing the outbreak was believed to have killed 139 people.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 91 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 33 ngwe. The euro is trading at 21 kwacha 95 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 13 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Teenage midfielder Max Delman claimed another record as Arsenal clinched the Premier League title. Delman became the youngest player in Premier League history when he came on for his senior debut in August 2025 at 15 years and 235 days old. In November 2025, he became the Champions League's youngest player at 15 years and 308 days. By scoring a late goal to seal a 2-0 win at home to Everton in March, he became the Premier League's youngest scorer at 16 years and 73 days. When Manchester City's draw at Bournemouth on Tuesday meant Arsenal secured their first league title in 22 years, Delman became the youngest player to win the Premier League. Weather has been beautiful with intervals of clouds and sunshine with the highs at 24 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with the temperature dropping to as low as 12 degrees Celsius. The headlines. President Hichilema bemoans electoral lawlessness and warns perpetrators, and filing of nominations underway in Mafinga South. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Kuzak is number one in music station. Rock FM.
Yeah.
by Lusaka. Lusaka.
With my dad, piece of box on my lap, but somehow never burned me. That feeling, something is sure. As Brady always winning, even if he's beating my team. That feeling, I'm knowing your neighbors, small towns, just one main street. Spitting watermelon seeds. A couple months later, little watermelon babies. That's crazy. It's the thing to give away. Turn into something so beautiful someday. You never can say. When the doctor told me there's too much sugar in your bloodstream, baby, that's